Paul Ely Smith has been part of the traditional and acoustic music scene in the Northwest for nearly four decades, beginning with a pair of critically acclaimed LPs on the Flying Fish label. Holy moly, Flying Fish, that goes way back in time, right?
Yeah, I'm old.
70s? Man.
80s.
Wow, I remember Flying Fish. In the early 80s and performing music all over North America. His work as a composer has been performed by the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, Chanticleer, the Pacific String Quartet, and Northwest Chamber Orchestra, and he has taught world music at Washington State University for 15 years. His published research on early African-American banjo music led to his recently released CD, American Accounting. And, you know, it's funny, because banjo players like to really talk about the banjo and the tunes they know and where they get that and stuff. So, of course, me being a banjo player, I had to check out with him all the songs he knows and the old-time tunes he knows, and I insinuated myself into his performance today. At the end of his little set here, I'm going to get up there, and we're going to jam out on a tune together using two very different banjos. And, you know, where there's one banjo, there could always be more. That's what we say. It's like long-lost cousins who meet in the restaurant. So, anyways, big hand for Paul Ely Smith.
Thank you. I'm just going to play something I wrote first. Yeah, so this banjo, I made it. It's my brother-in-law grew the gourd, and I got the goat skin from Moscow Hide and Fur, interesting place down there. Luthier gave me my piece of maple, so it's all sort of assembled by friends. And all right. Yeah, I'm sorry, I did my little thing and all of a sudden realized I was going after your Neumann mic there. And where I got a lot of what I did was I discovered a piano player that people know, Louis Moreau Gottschalk, sort of America's first great piano virtuoso. And actually, he transcribed some banjo music, and it's really the only surviving document before 1900 or thereabouts of African-American banjo music. And so it's been a key for me. And I'd like to do one of those pieces. This is something he wrote when he was 15 in Paris. He grew up in New Orleans and went to Paris, and he's this kid, you know, and he wrote this piece, Bambula, which is made out of music he heard in New Orleans. And it's kind of interesting stuff. So I'll play that for you, Bambula. Thank you. thing? Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, this is cool. We just figured this out.
I don't think five-string banjos got steel strings till the 1920s. Is that about right?
And maybe frets are...
Well, frets, yeah, they came with frets. Yeah, the frets are like it's downhill all the way after that, right? You're going to say we just sat down and figured out that we could play this, or were you just going to play it?
We're just making it up.
Yeah, kind of. Cluck
so
old hen.
Let's do it three times through.
Three times. Here we go. One, two, three.
Seldom sitting in on this last tune. Paul Ely Smith will be this evening, 6:30 at the Sasquatch Room here at the Fall Folk Festival as our performers continue. So thanks, Carlos, thanks for sitting in. And that the radio listeners couldn't really see that amazing instrument, that fretless banjo with the gourd behind it and all the interesting things and the ways he played it. So that was pretty good stuff there, to quote Dan Marr.
Pretty good stuff there, yeah. Was indeed. Got some more pretty good stuff coming up here. Our next performer is Corey Aileen. A songwriter at heart, Corey Aileen turns personal experiences into vulnerable ballads that are universally accessible. Honeyed vocals draw you in while her raw lyrics catch you off guard. Ooh, I love that turn of phrase. Her folksy finger-picking nimbly spans classic folk to modern Americana and pairs all too well with a tumbler of whiskey or a pint of beer. Did you bring the beer?
It's in my car.
Okay.
She's been playing at the Left Bank Wine Bar, though, so we add that in, too.
Yeah. There you go. Big hand for Corey Aileen.
Thank you. All right, this first one's a song called My Sister's House. I'm going to appointments, I'm hurting on the job, no money in the bank, my wine is in a box. I'm busking on the train, I'm burning my last log, can't believe I'm 27, only bunking with my dog. Soon enough, I'm moving into my sister's house. But I'm drinking alone for now. Yeah, I'm drinking alone for now. My heart, it rots in passion. Who is that loneliness? Who will be my companion for the rest of this? Soon enough, I'm moving into my sister's house. But I'm drinking alone for now. Yeah, I'm drinking alone for now. I'm going to appointments. I'm hurting on the job. I'm busking on the train. I'm burning my last. This one's called Whimsy and Wine. My hands are beat as the soles of my feet, calloused and stained a soft shade of dirt. Knuckles swollen, aches in my joints, knees bruised a deep shade of work. Just give me my sister, send over my brother, some food and some water, and I'm fine. 'Cause I lost my lover, but I'll find me another to fill me with whimsy. Is over, I lay my head on the ground I walk on. There's no bed. Just give me my sister, send over my brother, some food and some water. Thank you. Thank you. This one's called Get Happy. This one's called Don't Want to Grow Old. I miss the days when I believed what Pastor John was preaching to me. I miss the days when age was nothing. Back when time didn't pack heat. I don't have a god or a devil. I don't fear the fate of my soul. Don't ask me what my plan is. I just don't want to grow old. I just don't want to grow old. Sometimes I just want to hear that I am doing something right. 'Cause lately I'm finding myself not sleeping through the night. I don't have a god or a devil. I don't fear the fate of my soul. Don't ask me what my plan is. I just don't want to grow old. I wish I had more time, 'cause good love can be hard to find, and some mistakes can take years to unwind. I don't have a god or a devil, I don't fear the fate of my soul. Don't ask me what my plan is, I just don't wanna grow old, I just don't wanna grow old.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Eileen playing for us. Chloe Eileen, who will be in the conference room at 3 o'clock here at the Fall Folk Festival. And yes, it takes a lot to keep a Fall Folk Festival going, and we have some underwriters to thank. Certainly Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the Inland Northwest Destination Resort, featuring live entertainment, LaRive Spa, Epic Sports Restaurant, and Vegas Style Gaming. More info at northernquest.com. Also, Numerica Credit Union, offering business services, financing, and strategic guidance designed to help business grow. Learn more at numericacu.com. Life moves, live well. And Spokane Folklore Society, presenting a contra dance with live music and instruction each Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Spokane Women's Club. Information at spokanefolklore.org. And the Cleaning Authority, providing eco-friendly weekly and bi-weekly house cleaning services, locally owned and operated by Mark and Susan Silver. Details at spokane.thecleaningauthority.com. You're listening to Spokane Public Radio, KPBX Spokane, KIBX Bunners Ferry, KLGG Kellogg, KOMQ OMAC, KPBG Oroville, KTWP Twist, and KPBW Brewster.